Republican U.S. Congressional Representative Jim Sensenbrenner announced yesterday that he won't be seeking re-election. He says he'll retire after his term ends next fall. Sensenbrenner was first elected in 1978 and served 21 terms in Congress. He says the time has come to pass the torch and the choice comes on his own terms. He's speaking here with radio host Mark Belling on WISN AM.
I always knew that when the time came for me to step aside, I would come to that conclusion, and I've done that now. It's been a great run for the last 42 years. I think I've made a difference both for our district and our country.
That decision could set up an interesting Republican primary in the conservative 5th Congressional District. Several state and local politicians have already said they're considering running for the seat. Sean Johnson is WPR's Capitol Bureau Chief. Sean, thanks for being here.
Hey, Rob.
Well, one point of trivia, I guess by the time he retires, actually, I guess it would be in January after the election next year, he would be the longest serving member of Congress ever. He would, by that point, beat out Wisconsin's own Dave Obie.
You're telling me this for the first time. I actually didn't know that.
Yeah. So we have long-running Congress people here in the state, I guess, is the lesson here.
And I remember some of the same things being said when Dave Obie stepped down, too, that this doesn't happen very often. And you had a bunch of people at that time considering a bid because, you know, when you have this long-time congressman that's been in there, it's like a huge door opening and one that may not open again for people who are into politics.
Yeah. If you were a Republican politician in this district or a Democrat in Dave Obie's, or I think there's a Fred Risser phenomenon in the state Senate, and you look at that next step in the ladder and you know that step just is going to keep being occupied for as long as that person wants it, you're hankering for that next opportunity.
No doubt. And then you kind of combine that with just the makeup of the 5th Congressional District. And especially for Republicans, this is the heart of the GOP base. I mean, you're talking about Dodge County, Jefferson County, Milwaukee County, Walworth County, Washington County, and Waukesha County. So we're always looking at Washington and Waukesha counties in particular when we're looking at election results for how a statewide contest is going to go, because they're just such huge GOP vote centers. And so you have this very concentrated Republican district, this kind of pent up political ambition in that district. And here it's all coming into play.
Now, Sensenbrenner, I don't think he ever had like serious competition from a Democrat. But since 2011, with the maps that were drawn, then this safe seat went from, you know, safe Republican to, are you kidding me?
Yeah, it's never really been in doubt. I mean, it is interesting if you look at his numbers in the most recent election, the 2018 election. I mean, it was a landslide victory, but not as big of a landslide as you've seen in previous elections. You know, we don't know the reasons for that exactly. I mean, Democrats did win on the statewide level, so that's a factor. But it did come at a time when Republicans were struggling with voters that they'd traditionally done well with. You know, suburban Republican voters were a bit cool to Donald Trump in 2016. And there are signs that that may be carrying over into 2018 and beyond.
So on the Democratic side of things, there's probably not a lot of Democratic strategists putting this up on their board of possible turnovers. It would take something really big and probably weird for that seat to flip.
It would. I mean, they'll run somebody. Oh, we already have an announced candidate. In fact, the only very firm announced candidate that I've heard so far has been from the Democrat that ran against Sensenbrenner in 2018, and that was Tom Palswicks. But this is not a seat that is going to be on a list of Democratic flips or pickups. You know, when they talk about where to send national money, which seats they want to target, they're going to, you know, practically speaking, leave this one to Republicans to fight over.
And I want to talk about the Republicans who are considering in just a bit, but I want to take a couple minutes to talk about Sensenbrenner's career in Congress. We don't have to do the full bio right now. He's still there for another year and a third or so. But what were some of the key highlights of his career to date in Congress?
It's hard for us to kind of sum up his career in Congress because it goes back 40 years.
Yeah, we were talking, the Iran hostage crisis was erupting, as you know, soon after he came into office,
right,
for example.
Yeah, I mean, life in the 70s was a little bit different when he began office. And he'd been in the state legislature, by the way, for, you know, about 10 years before mm-hmm. that. So a long career in government for Jim Sensenbrenner. You know, just looking back through some of the coverage of Jim Sensenbrenner over the years, stories highlight some of his big bills, like he was the lead author on the Patriot Act. He was took a lead role in the impeachment proceedings with President Bill Clinton. And, you know, in a lot of the coverage of Jim Sensenbrenner, it focuses on his personality, you know, kind of his tendencies. I was looking at one July 2006 article in The New York Times. Headline is "Pit Bull of the House Latches On to Immigration." And I mean, they use a variety of words to describe Sensenbrenner in that article. Not the reporter, but his friends called him prickly, cantankerous, unpleasant, idiosyncratic, and pit bull. And these are Republicans who are saying, yeah, he's pretty tough. You know, that's the reputation of Sensenbrenner, is that he's not going to back down on anything and not necessarily going to bend to leadership if he really gets his mind set on an issue. And I think you could see that at the state level, too, in Wisconsin. I mean, Sensenbrenner could sometimes, I mean, I don't want to say always, but he would sort of set the lead for where Wisconsin Republicans are going to go on an issue or a difficult situation. I'm thinking about like President Donald Trump in 2016. A lot of Wisconsin Republicans were not loving Trump at the time. And Sensenbrenner came out and said, look, he won fair and square. And if you don't vote for him, you're going to be casting a vote for Hillary Clinton, essentially. And that became the mantra for Wisconsin Republicans over the next few months.
Talking to WPR's own Sean Johnson about Representative Jim Sensenbrenner. He announced he would not run for re-election next year. By the time he leaves at that point, it looks like he would be the longest serving congressman, period, in American history, I think, if they have the numbers right. Now, let's look at the efforts to replace him on the Republican side. A lot of people thinking about it. Whoever wins the Republican primary has got to be considered a substantial favorite to win then in November. What kind of names and positions are you hearing, Sean?
I think at this point, probably the danger that we have here, Rob, is that we'll leave a name out for somebody
right.
who is thinking about
somebody's announcing the thing about it as we're talking, probably.
Probably. And, you know, these are coming out as, you know, lots of people have asked me to run, or I'm being encouraged to run, or I'm exploring it, that type of stuff, you know, statements that you hear from maybe candidates. So we can start with a couple people who were on statewide ballots last year. Leah Vukmir and Kevin Nicholson are both apparently eyeing a run for this district. They ran for the U.S. Senate. I mean, they both had a bid for the U.S. Senate, and Vukmir won the primary against Nicholson and went on to lose against Democrat Tammy Baldwin in the statewide general election. Scott Fitzgerald, the majority leader of the state Senate, is looking at this. You know, Fitzgerald served with Vukmir in the Senate, both in a leadership capacity. They know each other pretty well. So, you know, if he were to run, that would kind of set off a domino effect. Paul Farrow, the Waukesha County executive, another name being thrown out there. Senators Chris Kapinga and Dale Coinga apparently looking at this. And then Ben Vocal, who is a spokesperson for Ron Johnson, is another name that's been out there. If you are a Republican in the Waukesha County area and this is something that you ever thought you were going to try, they're saying now's the time.
One correction, Sean. I got an idea in my head, and my producers are correcting me. Longest serving in Wisconsin history
okay.
in Congress. John
right.
Dingell served more than 50 years. Of course, I should have known that. That's so.
There
that's
go.
Why it was
thank
news
you.
To you.
Yeah. There we go, right?
It was not
I had
true.
No way to verify this.
Okay.
So I'm glad that we cleared that up.
Yes, thank you, producers, for that one. So a lot of people. Now, how in this very Republican district, those high-profile names, maybe lesser-recognized names, and we've got a long time to figure this out. How do they start to distinguish themselves among their fellow Republicans?
Some of them are going to be able to distinguish themselves right away. You know, if you've run for statewide office before, you have a donor list, you have contacts, you know, you have recognition, statewide name recognition or district-wide name recognition. You know, people who've been in elected office for a long time in that area are going to be known by voters in that area. So that's not going to hurt. You know, beyond that, I don't know how big this primary field is actually going to be. You could imagine it being huge. You could also imagine that as these names actually get in to the race, some of the people who were kind of on, you know, the fringe would look at the list of candidates and say, you know, maybe this isn't my time. You know, this isn't going to work out for me, and I'm throwing my support behind, you know, you name it, whoever.
And this will be the second piece of turnover among Republicans. Sean Duffy already said he's stepping out. He's not going to wait it out. There'll be a special election to replace him. So all of a sudden, I'm not sure which, but Glenn Grothman and Mike Gallagher become the veterans, the deans of the Republican Congressional Caucus from Wisconsin.
Of the Republican. And then Ron Kind is going to be the dean of the Wisconsin Congressional Delegation.
Right. He'll be
elected in 1996. So
whippersnappers.
Yeah, right. Going to move up a couple decades in terms of the dean status.
All right. Well, it'll be a big change of a household name there, long serving, four decades there. Moving on, Sean, thanks a lot for joining us today.
All right. Thanks, Rob.
That's Sean Johnson, WPR Capitol Bureau Chief. He talked with us about Representative Jim Sensenbrenner, who announced yesterday that he won't be seeking re-election. He served in Congress since 1978. I'll recorrect myself. He was the longest-serving Wisconsin member of Congress, not national, as I mistakenly said earlier. This sets up a big Republican primary in his mostly conservative district. If you live in the district, if Jim Sensenbrenner represents you, let us know what you're looking for in a candidate for that seat next year. Tweet us at Central Time WPR, or you can do it the old-fashioned way and email us at ideas@WPR.org. If you're a Democrat in that district, do you have high hopes? Again, email ideas@WPR.org.